You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is not Bald.
My name is Bald, and this is episode 923. Bald is beautiful. At least that's what my wife tells me, and that's all that really matters.
Your wife is pretty damn hot, so I mean,
I think so.
It's a solid compliment.
I would agree. Thank you for being with us. We really do appreciate it, whether you're bald or full of hair. Glad that you're hanging out with us today.
You know what? Bald or not, this could actually be a very good metaphor for today's question, which is all about, people who are once again concerned with competition. And I think we're going to go beyond some drone stuff today and really talk about business in a way that we probably haven't talked about in a while. That being said, I think the bald is a great metaphor for confidence, because in the topic that we're going to discuss, having confidence in yourself and belief in yourself is going to be key to the systems to implement to consistently get drone business. And part of that, when you become bald, I have a friend who's in his early 30s and balding, and he's really insecure about it. And I'm sure that there was a moment in your life that you were insecure about it. But the Rob,
I want to talk about it.
But the Rob that I know owns it like there's no tomorrow. And it doesn't get to him at all. So even when people throw out shoddy bald jokes, he's like, yeah, whatever. Go F yourself. No, he doesn't say that.
No, I don't say that. But I do say,
it just glides off the
top. I get ready in the morning faster than you do. But
those jokes just like glide off the top.
Well, there's certain things, particularly, okay, so depending on your belief system or whatever, but let's just say that God has created you to be who you are, right? It's not like I did something. It's not like I was bald.
You didn't use the CRISPR gene editing to say I want to go bald?
That's right. Yeah, I was bad one too many times in school, so you go bald, right?
You were a smartass to your teacher? You're losing your hair.
Yeah, or I struck out in the big game championship high school.
No hair for you.
No hair for you.
Man.
Anyway, so yeah, tell your buddy, just shave it, number one. Like, don't fight it. That's the big thing. No comb overs, comb backs.
Yeah, I told him one time he did the comb over, and I was all, dude.
Well,
dude.
I'm not going to lie. I've been there. I've done that. I'm not proud, but I've been there.
Dude, can we dress you up as the creepy grandpa for a production, and you can grow your hair out and do the weird creepy comb over, and then we'll put some makeup on you, and we'll do things where, like, you
did
know.
Did you see that? I did that, not this Halloween, but the one before.
Yes.
I was actually, I don't know about creepy, but I was
creepy
the old man.
Guy?
I was the old guy.
Oh man, we're gonna have fun with this. All right, well, before we ramble on too long,
yeah.
Today's question was really gonna be focusing today on niche sales and systems in your business. So let's go ahead and dive right into today's show, which is brought to you by our upcoming mapping classes. Most of them are on the website now, so if you go to thedroneu.com, or if you go to droneu.education, scroll down, you'll see like a little wheel with a play button in the middle. Right below the play button is events. Click events. Nope, I don't want to join for just a dollar just yet. And then click learn more. And that will take you to a page called thedroneu.com/droneu-events. And you can see that we've got some mapping trainings coming up. Charleston, South Carolina, Las Vegas, Nevada, Orlando, Florida, and Dallas, Texas, and then Seattle, Washington after that. It looks like we've got to plan something for April. April should be a fun month. Maybe we should
Northeast,
do that in
maybe.
Denver. Oh.
Well, I'm saying we've got a lot of people asking about the Northeast, whether it's
April
Jersey
should
or
be
whatever.
Good for the Northeast.
I think so.
So think maybe okay. We should just do that then. All right. Actually, let's do a poll on the Drone U community. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by our upcoming Drone U mapping classes, which I just read some of the reviews. Over 90% of the people who attended the NTSB class said that they would go again. And
yeah.
Then 100% said that they would recommend a mapping class to their friends.
Yeah, and actually only one person, full disclosure, right? Might as well tell you guys what people are saying about these classes. One person said, and when asked if he would come to another Drone U training, he said he's thinking about it. So it's not, he didn't say no. So I'd really like to talk to that person. That actually would be a good idea to call that person and say, so
I would be really interested which person that was, too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything on the show because I don't want to, you know.
But you have an idea who it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
in
that
which
being
case,
said,
if it is that particular person,
it could be
then a conversation might not even be worthwhile. Because sometimes, because there's that whole adage about the customer always being right. Well, number one, I don't think that's true.
That's not true.
It's not true at all. So within those.
That puts the onus on us to make the customer act good, and you're going to be treated the way you want to be treated. And if you treat people like crap, then the world of karma is going to come around and treat you like crap. I mean, you just have to realize that. that in life. Like whether you believe in God or Buddha or whoever, karma's a bitch. So, and I mean, it's already been proven that everything that surrounds us is connected electronically. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's very possible for karma to exist as a real physiological thing. We're not going to talk about that. Let's get into today's question. Go ahead, play the question.
Hi. Drone business seems to be a little bit too many people, too much competition. How can I differentiate myself as a startup in the drone business? Thank you.
Thank you, Ishmael, for that question. Really do appreciate it. Have a lot of thoughts on this, actually.
As he was sitting there, or as I'm sitting here listening to his question, it made me also think, I think that there is one way that every drone operator can be better, and that is how they deliver their products to their clients. Hmm. Because if you can provide a really seamless, easy, indexable, formattable way to deliver jobs to your clients, they're going to come back to you, because the easier you make it for them to pay you and the easier that you make it for them to receive the information from you, the propensity for them coming back is significantly more. And I give the example of real estate footage, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, I know people would be like, well, I love Vic's Hightail. I actually ran into an issue with Hightail this last month. I was trying to download some photos that Vic had taken. And I went into the email, and what I hate about Hightail is that it emails from Hightail. It doesn't email from Vic. Mm. So I can't search Vic, you know, Hightail. I have to go to Hightail and then try to find the date of which he sent it, and hopefully that's the one. Well, the only problem with Hightail is that the links expire in 30 days. So you could be creating more work for yourself with that. So the reason I say this is that, for example, I just got good at this last year with Paul, different Paul, not myself, different Paul, in delivering, you know, those ranch videos, ranch photos. And now what I would do is I would put it in Google Drive, and then I'd have this formula, right? Aerial photos, ground photos, and then video, and video small, video large, and then photos, print, and online. And what I would do is I had a templated email that would just say, here's your deliverable for the ranch name and the date, and then put all the links in there so that it's super, super easy. Mm-hmm. Because if you make it really easy for your clients to acquire these deliverables, you're going to be finding
and deploy them.
You're going to be finding that it's a lot easier to maintain those clients. And this is just one little piece of the entire puzzle of what you can do to really stand out. But if you streamline and create really efficient systems that are going to allow you to scale up your businesses, your business, that's going to be number one. I would say number two, Rob, and you can disagree with me on this, is that no matter what, if you can't fly, there's no differentiating yourself. You know, you can treat people really well. You can be super passionate, but that's only going to last so long. If you're not delivering a product that people can use, then in time, things are going to essentially go away.
No, I won't disagree with that. I think even if, let's say you're working for a family friend and they've known your family for a long time, they like you, they've seen you grow up creating a scenario here. And so they really want to give you a chance, and they do, and they like you, and they think you're a great person. But two jobs in, three jobs in, whatever, they're saying, gosh, it's just not the quality that I want. I really like him, but I've got a business to run. And that's the point. Ultimately, they've got a business to run. And if the quality isn't there, in this case, because of your flying, no matter who you are relative to that person, no matter how much they like you, they're going to have to find another solution.
Yeah.
They just will.
Agreed.
Either that, or they're sabotaging their own business in some minor or major degree. Really quickly, one other little thing based on what you mentioned earlier about real estate, would doing things like adding in all the metadata to help that person with SEO, those kinds of things would really matter as well, I would think, right?
So there was actually someone, a realtor out of Santa Fe, wanted me to go into business with him about creating a all-in-one solution for realtors.
Mm-hmm.
They pay $1,000, and this is, I'm just making up the numbers. They pay $1,000, they get their video, they get their photos, they get what they need, and then it's all delivered in one seamless package, and every time they order, they can order one of three packages, and it's the same thing each time. So there's clearly a need for an all-in-one, one-stop shop. And then this is the thing. If you're going to get into real estate, then you're going to be getting into ground photography. You're going to be getting into ground videography. You know, and that's actually a good thing because it's going to teach you how to hone in your shots. I mean, mm-hmm. like I haven't been shooting drone video for the last maybe 6 weeks because I've been doing nothing but training. And even in 6 weeks, I've gotten sketchy on the tilt stick. Yeah. And it's actually the tilt wheel, but... You know, I went out yesterday and I've been recording a bunch of different segments on drone insurance because I've been trying out all the different, you know, on-demand drone insurances because we're going to be doing a show on that. And now every single flight, I'm just practicing smooth motion down, slow camera, tilt, roll left, yaw left, tilt up slowly, camera stop slowly into another banking turn, just so it's one continuous, beautiful, smooth, silky motion the entire flight. Do you know how hard it is to do that? Like, it just takes so much focus. But if you do that all the time, bringing it back into why it matters for this question, if you do that all the time, that perfect practice is going to help you differentiate yourself because you can have systems, you can treat people really well, you can, you know, be competitive on price. But if you're not delivering one consistently, two, what they need, and three, in a way that matters, you're not going to matter. And if you're not practicing your flight, you're not going to be able to consistently deliver. You're not going to be able to deliver a product that's usable. So you've got to practice. I mean,
yeah.
Even if it's cold outside, it doesn't matter. What if someone were to call you up with your dream drone job tomorrow? Are you prepared? Are you ready to take the job?
Yeah.
Is that something you're wanting to do? The next thing I would say too, and I just learned this, how to differentiate yourself. Guys, I've said this in our business mastery class, and Charlie, forget where is Charlie from. I think he's from Texas. Charlie said, biggest takeaway from your business mastery class and marketing was number one, about relationships, and number two, about providing actionable value and dollarized value to those clients to make them seem valuable or relevant in their mind. So, and I was just like, yeah, well, it's all about relationships. So for example, in Albuquerque, I just figured out who's doing all of the, what's that travel agency that's marketing Albuquerque all over the Southwest, Visit ABQ or CABQ or whatever it is. I just found out there's one lady who hires the drone guy each time. She knows nothing about drones.
Yeah.
I know because I just went to a networking event with her a week ago and met her, mm-hmm. didn't know she had this, and she was very interested in what I did, and I had no idea, and I was just, you know, talking about how quality is so important, and we've got to showcase our state in a way that really excites people and is cinematic. We're here talking about how we're people from film. We should be representing that with only the best footage.
Right.
And at the time, I had no idea that she...
Who you were talking to.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lesson right there. Because you could have thought, why am I talking to this dumb woman? I'm just going to move on.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But you treated her with respect and had a conversation. And part of that's because you're passionate about what you do. And so it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Right?
Gosh, that's a lesson in itself, Rob. That's why the Microsoft people were so excited to talk to us. In fact, we're supposed to meet with Dinesh when we go back up to Seattle. But that being said, passion is important, but you've got to have the skill to back up the passion. The passion can give you that fake it till you make it for a couple months. But as we've seen with some, you know, people in the drone industry, that passion can only take you so far.
Yeah.
So again, I would niche down, you know, perfect practice. You know, we talk about these drills and exercises that we have. We have them for a reason. People clearly are not watching that particular class. We can see the view counts on the classes, so we know where they stand essentially.
Yeah.
And I mean, every time, because drills and exercises is just reorganize, add a few other things. We've got flight mastery. And every time we go out and do a flight mastery course, people are just like, whoa.
Right.
You know?
Well, you said something interesting. You said passion can only take you so far. And I think that that's...
You just have to have, without me cussing my face off right now, you just have to have the stuff to back it up.
You have to have the stuff, but I think part of the stuff is something that everybody can have, everybody can generate, and that's perseverance. Before we went on the air with the show, we were talking about some other industries, because we do hear this a lot, and I'm sure you're all experiencing some feeling of, man, this industry is getting really saturated, right? Particularly if you're trying to do things like real estate, some of those kinds of things. And while that may be true, I think about something like car sales, right? And why is it? And we know of some of these people because they've been clients of our other business. Why is it that somebody can go and be a car salesman and they can make $200,000 a year working at a Toyota dealership when the guy next to them can't last 3 months? What is that?
It's relationships.
It is relationships. It's perseverance. It's making up your mind that you're going to be successful. It's studying all the cars. It's understanding people and how personalities work. And when you interact with somebody, you learn to understand what's important to them. It is focusing on what is important to them instead of what's important to you. It's all of these things that go into it. But you think that car sales is a saturated market? I mean, I think by definition, we would say yes.
So are you saying that in this saturated market, you can stand out if you're a deep diving researcher, if you practice your craft, and if you not only practice your craft, but you're also focusing on people and putting people first?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're concerned with making the life of somebody else better in whatever context that is, whether it's a business that you're trying to fly for, whether it's selling a car, whether it's working at Home Depot, whatever it is, that is your primary motivation, is increasing the value in somebody else's life.
I will say, I can understand where this guy and other callers are coming from. I understand when you get a phone call, even Peter just last week, you know, there's people undercutting me doing these jobs, blah, blah, blah.
That's perseverance.
And there's a wave, and the wave comes back to you.
Right.
If you focus on client relationships, if you're not focused all the time on, I'm so upset because some guy who just bought a drone from Best Buy took that job from me. Well, you think he's going to keep the job? Maybe if he treats the client super well, you know, maybe if he's doing all the things that you're not doing because you're more focused about how upset you are rather than treating the client with respect and going out to them and educating them all the time and following up after your jobs and having the system set up so that once you deliver the material, after you deliver that material, you're reaching out to the client saying, hey, I just want to make sure that you're happy. I want to make sure that everything went well. And I want to see if there's anything we can do afterwards. Having that PJ-like follow-up is so quintessentially important for relationships.
It is, yeah.
And I don't do it nearly as good as PJ.
Well, not many people do. And so
I've actually realized something before you say that. Life is actually life, business, relationships, everything. It all comes down to one thing.
Action, execution.
I say how you treat people.
Right. Okay. But what I mean by that is, let's take PJ, and some of you may know who PJ is, some of you may not, but even if he's fictional, it doesn't
matter.
PJ's
not fictional.
He is not fictional. But my point is, I think a lot of people, let's say a lot of us, we have the thought of, oh, it'd be really cool if I did this for this person, right? Or if I thought of this person this way and it made me do this for them. The difference is when you actually do it. It sounds so simple, but the majority of people don't actually do it. PJ does.
Yeah. And I would say another thing too that you got to be careful of in this whole ideology is promising too much, saying yes to too many things. Mm. And it's fundamentally important to understand that people will respect you if you tell people no.
Yeah.
And there are many different ways to tell people no. Like, Rob, I want you to tell me to do something right now. Go ahead. Tell me to do something.
Go wash my car.
Well, how do you expect me to do that?
I'll give you the keys.
Okay, even if I have the keys, how do you expect me to wash it?
Okay. Or we could keep going forever.
I know, because we're both kind of like trained in the ideology, so it's kind of hard. But you did kind of shut down there and go silent, and I just stood here and quiet.
No, that's because I'm questioning, do I really want to keep doing this? Do they really want to keep listening to this?
Okay, but let's go back just really quick. So in the eyes of an operator, if you're finding yourself constantly inundated with competition, that should tell you three things. Number one, I need to do more to reach out to my clients, and I need to make them feel special and that I care, and you should genuinely want to make them care. If you don't, then get out of the business. Number two, what system can you set up to reach out to your clients to remain relevant and remain helpful? Paul and Judy Wilson here in Albuquerque, probably some of the best realtors I've ever met, and I hate realtors. I hate all of them.
You couldn't just say that.
Anyway, they're really great because they put out really valuable, great information. I think it's like weekly about things to do with your house, maintenance, you know, understanding crime. There was actually some information out there that I was like, no, you should actually say this. And they went out and they said it. And the point is that they're providing consistent, quality, valuable information. It's another thing that we talked about in our marketing class. And we didn't do it at the NTSB class because we only had 3 days of training. Well, four if you went to Flight Mastery. But in the Austin mapping class, a lot of people got to experience the deliverable aspect of, you know, construction mapping and these different types of mapping. And they understand that it's providing value in a layman's terms that helps people understand why is this valuable to your company. So with that being said, I understand, you know, when operators are getting frustrated and you're mad and, oh, Rob is undercutting me because he just got his 107 and he's out there blasting realtors about all the work he can do and everything. You know, maybe you should send a printed out picture, your favorite picture for each client, and say, I'm really, really grateful for you. And it's like a print that they can put up in their office or something, because that's also a great way for you to be talked about in their meeting room. If someone's like, oh, that's a gorgeous picture. Who took that? Like, oh, well, you know, Bob over there, drone you, he's, you know, one of the best drone pilots I've ever met. And, you know, he took this beautiful picture and he sent it to me for Christmas and I had a little tear in my eye, but then I ate a cannoli and it was all good.
Indeed. Yeah. Stay in contact. Bring value.
Do PJ.
Yeah. Do PJ. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't get mad. Focus on quality. Practice all the time. Consistent systems to engage and interact with your clients. Remain relevant. Provide value. What else am I missing here? Treat people the way that you want to be treated in your dreams.
And as much as possible, I'm thinking of PJ again, as much as possible, personalize things, because he's really good at doing that as well. Like the shirts that he got us a while back, right? I didn't even know I'd mentioned this, but we were somewhere and I mentioned that I like old fashions. And of course, he gets me a shirt that has a reference to old fashions in Wisconsin, which is where he's from. So kudos to PJ, because I actually learn a lot from the way that he goes about treating people with respect and building those relationships. And ultimately, that's why we are developing a close working relationship with PJ.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? I mean, that is the example that I can think of in our paradigm of how this the things that we're talking about actually work. That's exactly what he did, and look what's happening.
Yeah, and I think that to end the show on today's quote, which is, be kind whenever possible, it is always possible. The Dalai Lama. On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Please leave us a review on Stitcher, iTunes, or wherever you download the podcast. And I want to say a big, big thank you to a couple members who just posted in the community about how helpful the Phantom 4 Pro RTK show was and how much everyone is loving the news episodes. The news episodes should be coming out every Friday. We've been trying to get a system in place to make sure those get out Friday morning instead of Friday afternoon. I think that system is in place now, so hopefully we'll have that to you every Friday. So expect it every Friday. And guys, thank you. Thank you for you. Thank you for helping us out. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for sending in questions. Thank you for being a part of an amazing community of drone pilots. And thanks for making Drone U special. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.